Three issues, 3 minutes each. Let's get started. So, I don't know if you guys have heard, but in Denver, an off-duty FBI agent, while dancing, his gun fell out of his pants, and when he went to go pick it up, it fired around into the crowd, hitting someone in the leg. I don't know if, so I've seen the video, and the guy can dance. The guy's doing a backflip, and, I mean, that's no question, the man can dance, but my question is, why, if you're doing dancing moves that complicated and carrying a weapon, number one, why you have a round chambered in the gun, and why is the safety off? And that just seems nonsensical. But, I mean, I can get the panic of being in a dance floor and dropping something and wanting to pick it back up. I remember dropping my sunglasses during the cha-cha slide at a bar, and it was one of the most horrifying experiences ever, seeing people step, you know, cha-cha real smooth and left and right, right next to my sunglasses. But, you know, again, I managed to pick those back up, and, you know, they weren't damaged. Now, if I had dropped a weapon, I'd probably move even quicker to pick it back up, but probably, you know, would take a little more care than to fire a round off. But, so, that's just my opinion. So, this guy, the FBI, you know, are saying, you know, you shouldn't have been drinking. If he was drinking, it's against the rules, but no one's confirmed whether he was drinking or not. But he was seriously doing some pretty good dance moves, if I'm being completely honest. It was a pretty nice flip. Pretty nice flip. But the guy he shot, his injuries are not life-threatening, so that's good. But, I mean, future warning to anyone who brings a gun to a nightclub and expects to be the main center of attention dancing, probably either leave your weapons at home, don't do backflips. If you have to do both those at the same time, make sure, you know, you don't have a round chamber in your weapon and the safety is on, because when it falls, it may shoot somebody. But here's another thing I saw, when you watch the video, when he goes to pick the weapon back up, the muzzle flare that comes off the weapon, or the pistol when he fires it, it looked kind of fake. So when I first saw the video, I was like, oh, this is fake. This is definitely fake. Like, who's going to believe this? But now, like, all these people are covering and talking about it. But it looks like a post effect. I mean, that's just me. I mean, maybe that's how it was recorded. But it looked like somebody went back in post and, like, added that effect, a special effect. So, I don't know. That's just me. The new Star Wars movie, the Han Solo, Solo movie, just came out, well, not just came out, but recently came out, May 25th. I have not seen it yet. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it's not doing as well as they had hoped it would do. It's another one of those, you know, separate episode movies, much like Rogue One was. It's not really part of the, you know, main sequels that the Star Wars movies have made of the past few years, but it's a prequel, so it should be set between before New Hope, which is episode 4, and I don't know how it ties in between Rogue One. I don't know if it's before Rogue One or after Rogue One. Again, I have not seen the movie yet. I'm looking forward to seeing it because I'm a big Star Wars guy. But what do you guys think? What are you guys' opinions on it? I mean, should Disney keep making these individual Star Wars movies, or should they focus on, you know, making, just focusing on the main sequels? Because where it is, they're already making an Obi-Wan movie, which, I mean, I think it's a great concept. Ewan McGregor might come back for that. I mean, he's the only guy I can see playing him. Another thing is that they might be making a Boba Fett. Actually, they have confirmed they're making a Boba Fett movie with the director of Logan is going to helm that one. So that, I mean, I would love to see a Boba Fett single movie. And I don't know if you guys saw Logan, but Logan was one of the better superhero movies that was made in a long time. And if the director is coming off of that to helm a Boba Fett movie, then that could be, we could all be in for a real treat for that one. But again, I mean, do we need to see, you know, every individual storyline that Star Wars has ever created in between the sequels and prequels? I mean, if you guys have played Knights of the Republic or any of the other variations of Star Wars lore, I mean, the universe goes so deep, and there's so much they can do, just universe-wise, battle-wise, characters, different planets, races, the whole connection, you know, with the Sith world, the battle between the Sith and the Jedi. I hope Star Wars Episode 9 is going to be really cool. Personally, I thought The Last Jedi Episode 8 was a huge disappointment. Visually, I thought it nailed it. Visually, there was some awesome stuff. Story-wise, I could probably write a better story with my arms tied behind my back, but I don't know. It's a tricky situation because now Disney paid all this money to get the rights to it, but I mean, you gotta make money off it. You gotta keep making movies, but I think they need to focus in, you know, better directions than what they're doing right now. This past Friday, the border wall started in San Diego. President Trump's planned border wall that was supposedly stretched the entire border of Mexico to help, you know, alleviate the immigration issues, or, you know, make it more difficult for people to illegally immigrate. Again, this could be a good thing. This could be a bad thing. We'll see if it even makes a difference. I mean, who's to say people can't just fly over the border wall, or, you know, take a boat around it. It will definitely make it harder, people just immigration wise coming over that way. But it's gonna be interesting. This part of the border wall alone is costing $147 million. So maybe when they're done with this part, they'll think and, you know, take a step back and say, hey, do we want to keep going at this? We want to build the whole thing, because this thing's going to stretch, you know, several miles, and it's going to take a long time to build. And they have to decide, is this really worth it? I mean, clearly they already have decided it's worth it because they've started building it. But man, that's a big ordeal. A big undertaking to build that. I hope it makes a difference. I mean, I hope it just, you know, it's again, it's kind of, I don't, I'm not trying to take a side on that one, but it's in the news. It is in the news. Make sure to, if you have comments or questions, make sure to send them over the Anchor app. New episodes we posted on through the Anchor app on the podcast channel on Fusion Spider Radio. And if you're looking for a video version of this talk, it can be found on YouTube. Just search for the podcast of Fusion Spider Radio to locate those. Thank you for listening for the first episode of this. There are more episodes coming out every week, or multiple times per week. We'll have guest appearances once in a while. I can already know a few guests that will be on momentarily if they so choose to be. But yeah, thanks for tuning in for the Real Issues.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.